thank you for talking to me about The Hobbit, Final Journey to Middle-earth, and the elves are my favourites, so I've been so excited about seeing you.
Yeah.
You guys are a little bit biased. Do you think the elves are the best?
Oh my God, yes.
Are you kidding me?
We are the only characters in Middle-earth worth watching. Am I right?
That might be taking it a step too far.
You've got to get with me on that program,
okay,
babe.
Sorry. Yeah.
We are the best. We're doing a spin-off. We've got a whole movie planned. The elves take over Middle-earth.
It's in the early stages we're kind of conceptually.
We all can go in this. Yeah.
We can be invisible
water, space,
too.
Invisible. Yeah. We're going to have three rings, each have a ring of our own.
It'll be very sensual.
Going to space.
Primarily, lots
underwater.
Of love.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fighting.
Lots of
lovemaking.
A lot of lovemaking. Tantric sex.
Orgies.
Very important.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds epic.
It is epic.
It's going to be a smash hit in Japan.
I'm sure it will. But for you, Orlando, you've been there from the very beginning. Mm. So how does this all feel for you that it's actually coming to an end?
I think I'm still having an out-of-body experience about it, to be honest, because I haven't really been able to land that. But I know that I feel very grateful, and I know that I feel very proud, and I know that there's a wonderful sense of achievement, and you know, I know that Pete should be feeling that more than anyone, and I'm really just happy to have been on for the ride. You know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I remember sitting in the back of a car driving back from a horse riding session in like 1999, and Stuart Townsend was in the front because he was playing Aragorn at the time. And he just turned into the back seat and he said, "Dude, you're playing Legolas in Lord of the Rings, you know, and I'm playing Aragorn, you know," which was kind of crazy. And it was like, and I was lying on the back seat because I was really sore. And it was like, ooh, mm-hmm. Weird moment, you know what I mean? It was like, and I was watching the star. And it's so very strange to think of all that time ago, Aragorn coming through as Viggo, who was amazing, but the ride, the journey that we've been on, you know, as a cast and as crew, and to have come into this movie, I feel so lucky to have come into this movie. I had no idea, but it still hasn't quite landed. But I know that one day my grandson will see this movie and he'll be like, and I'll be dead and gone, and he'll be like, yeah.
Granddaddy Leggy,
he brought it. He brought the pout, he brought the quiff, and he brought the bow.
That's, I guess, the nicest thing, isn't it? Like, leaving that sort of legacy.
And he now, exited screen left.
Lee, you told me the other day that you stole your ears. So what did you guys take from the
set? I'm not a thief.
I am. I stole. They were gifted things. I stole a moon rune.
You stole a what, sorry?
Moon rune.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you know what that I'm talking about? The stone that
is
the promise that is given from to Keely by his mother.
Yeah.
I stole one of those. Mm. The most
Nobody
beautiful
really cares
picture
about
one.
Moon.
Except me.
Not
and
ears.
I have it now. I have ears, I have a dagger, but I have things that I was gifted. I stole a moon rune. Very much right out from under Peter's nose, and he's not happy about that.
Is he not?
No.
Surely he must know. Like, everyone seemed to be pocketing this sort of
things. Yeah, there were a few things that slipped away here and there, but not really.
Not
he's
much. Mostly
he's very, very tight on that. We didn't even get our script. Do you have your script?
Oh, no, they took it at the
they
end.
They took our scripts. Do you have your script? I don't have my script.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They took our scripts at the end.
Maybe they did.
They did, yeah. I don't know. Which is weird. I have my script from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they got stricter, didn't they, once the internet became
what
it
is. It became very,
when you
very,
were...
very tight. I mean, a lot of this stuff goes down in movie history.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. Enjoy the chocolate.
I had to get up before I knew you. I knew both of you were planning on reaching under my chair.